Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. You got a phone in your pocket? You have us on the app. You can listen live. Click more on the lower right-hand corner. Scroll down to listen live. We are right there in your ears. Presented by Progressive Insurance. Harry Douglas in for Jay. So, guys, I brought this up. First of all, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning for the fourth time this morning. Are you having a good morning, everybody?
Yeah, it's a great morning.
Yeah, I had such a great morning when I did crosstalk with the guys at 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Oh, boy. Rick DiPietro?
Yeah, I couldn't. Rick
DiPietro. Yeah.
And Dave Roethlisberger, right? Mm-hmm. Did I say that right?
Roethlisberger.
Yeah. Roethlisberger. So when we did the crosstalk, I think they knew that I kind of didn't, based on me botching Rick's name, that I really didn't know his co-host's name. And so he was like, oh, so here's the tough one. Do you know my name? And I'm like, I gave him the laugh. Yeah, man. And then James jumped
in my
ear.
Wait, what is that laugh? Hold on. What's that laugh?
That's buying me time. So I'm buying time to think of the dude's name at the same time. And then James jumps in my ear quietly, because they couldn't hear James, and James says, Dave Roethlisberger, Roethlisberger. And I'm like, yeah, Dave Roethlisberger.
Roethlisberger.
And he's like, I know the name, but I'm like, sometimes I could be an airhead when it comes to certain things. And
you don't have to tell me about
when it comes
names.
To that, you know, it's like,
Key, I could be looking at the spelling of a name that I said 15 times, you know, and I'll say it wrong. I got like a mental problem when it comes to
But
names.
I think I got him. I think I got him, Harry. I think they realize, okay, I botched Rick's name. At least I know Rick's first name. Yeah. And his co-host, with the help of James, I know his name now. So
Rick and Dave.
There you go.
Rick and Dave. There you go.
Yeah, but he wanted to know if I knew his last name more so than his first
name.
It's
DiPietro and Roethlisberger. You know what it is.
We got to give James credit,
Rick
though. You came in the clutch, James.
DiPietro Petro.
Yeah, DiPietro Petro. That's right. You got it perfect.
Sometimes we're not. We're doing stuff in here, and we're not really listening to the crosstalk. But
he was lucky.
He was lucky that I had everything in queue and I was listening.
But the main thing is James. He remembers it now. It's DiPietro Petro. He just said it.
It's what you call a primary assist.
Yeah, it's fine. I'll just be Rick and Dave and call it a day.
Rick and Dave. I feel you, Keith.
Yeah, man. You gotta have a fake laugh, Max. Dude, you know how it is when you don't know somebody's name, Harry.
You gotta buy time.
You know the face, but you don't know the name. And you gotta kind of, and they go, yeah, David or whatever, and they give it to you. Or one of my favorite ones is when I know somebody, but I don't know the name, and it's close. I might go, yeah, and they'll turn, hey, and it's, you know, like, hey, Max, how you doing? I know it's
when
something
you're
with
your lady, you know, or a friend, mm-hmm, at an event or something. The best move is when they, like, you're like, hold on, I forgot this person's name. Then they introduce themselves. So then the other person has to introduce themselves to them. And now you overhear it. And now you act like you remember the name.
I guess I'm the only one on here to just, listen, if I don't know somebody's name, a lot of people come up to me and they're like, you remember me? I'm gonna be honest with you, I don't. What's your name, my man?
Well, that's different, though.
Like, but I may remember.
Yeah, Harry's an honest person.
I may remember them, but I don't remember their name, per se. Like, you remember, you know who I am? Man, but
Harry Coach's son, he was brought up to never tell a lie. I cannot tell a lie. No, I chopped down the cherry tree, Harry Douglas.
Break it down for me, man.
Yeah, telling somebody, when somebody walks up to you and says, do you remember me? And then they say, well, you don't remember. No, I do, but I just can't place it. That's a different conversation.
But what about when there was, like, the way memory works, at least mine, there might be a whole chunk of my life that my wires aren't just connecting to at that moment. So I saw this person every day for 5 years, but it was 15 years ago, right? So yeah, it's like out of my head. And then something can trigger it, and then everything comes back to me, and I'll remember all the details. But when it's out of my head, like, it wasn't there. Not good.
No lie. When I left here the other day, it was a young lady who works with Big Brothers and Big Sisters. I do a lot of stuff with them in Atlanta. And she stopped me, and I didn't remember who it was. And she's talking to me, and she was like, yeah, remember me, like Big Brothers and Big Sisters. I'm like, yeah, Big Brothers and Big Sisters.
Yeah.
And I remember her then when she said it, though. I was like,
she helped you get the fishing license in Alaska, probably.
What do I know her from? Big Brothers and
Big Sisters. Harry's big. This is what I mean, Keith. You hear this? This dude is in Big Brothers and Big Sisters in Atlanta. He's getting a fishing license in Alaska. He's on the TV, the radio. He's on College Game. He's everywhere.
Most interesting man in the world.
I could get him a fishing license, too. I know a few people, Max. But I wonder if the Buffalo Bills remember what happened to them last year in Kansas City.
The road to the World Series goes through ESPN Radio. Catch all the postseason action presented by AutoZone on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. So, guys, listen, can we talk about the elephant in the room here?
Let's do it.
It's the packaging, and you know what I mean. Daniel Jones, I'm saying, is a poor man's Lamar Jackson, and you aren't trying to hear it. And let me tell you why. You don't want to get that Daniel Jones dorkiness anywhere near Lamar Jackson. But the fact is,
oh my goodness,
there's certain basic similarities. Daniel Jones can run, and he can throw, and he is not an accomplished passer yet. Now, he can't do those things like Lamar, which is why he is a poor man's Lamar Jackson. But how are you going to say there are no similarities? Come on now.
You want to hear this, Max?
Yeah.
You say there's similarities?
Break it down, Key.
They both play quarterback. That's it.
That's the similarity. Do
they both run?
That's the Max.
Does Daniel Jones run? Daniel Jones runs for a lot of yards. Does he run or not?
Similarity that they have is Daniel Jones fast? They both play quarterback in the National Football
League. Is Daniel Jones fast?
They both
play
quarterback.
Is Daniel Jones electric?
No, I wouldn't call him electric, but that's why he's a
Daniel,
poor man.
Is Daniel Jones fast for a quarterback?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
He's fast for a quarterback.
All right. I will remind you again, I read you a stat. I just looked it up. I'm like, let me see. And 2020, in the middle of October, achieved the highest speed, including Lamar Jackson, to that point in the season on an 80-yard run. Now, of course, when you're going to pick up some momentum, but still.
Are you going to tell me right now, as we sit on this show,
yeah,
at 9:08 a.m. Mm-hmm. Eastern time, are you going to tell me that Daniel Jones is faster than Lamar Jackson?
No, of course
are
not.
Are you getting ready to try to sell that?
No, of course not. I said a poor man's.
Because you just
by pointing to a fact.
I'm trying to be nickel slick.
I pointed to a fact.
You can't put them in the same sentence, and here's why. You have a guy, Lamar Jackson, who has been an MVP of a football team, of the National Football League. You have a guy, Lamar Jackson, who's had the number one seed in the AFC in home field advantage. You have a guy, Daniel Jones, who's holding on by a damn shoestring, Max, stay with the New York Giants.
Guys, but you keep changing what I'm saying. If Daniel Jones and Key, you know what I mean, if he would have sauntered into some playoff game or some game in a mink with glasses the way Joe Burrow did, and then I tried to make the comparison, be like, yeah, I could see a little something, but but he's wrapped up in a package that is so dissimilar, you can't just acknowledge he's a running quarterback who can throw, who can spin it a little bit. Not he can't run like Lamar. He can't spin it like Lamar, but that's why it's poor man. It's toned way down.
Okay, so here's what I would say. Here's what I would say just to end this nonsense. He has some ability to run the football sneaky. Sneaky runs that pick up some yardage. He makes a few throws that's nice. That's it, though.
He's a highly mobile quarterback, Key. His running presents a problem for the defense.
You didn't say that, though. You're saying he's a poor man's Lamar Jackson.
Yes.
If he was a poor man's Lamar Jackson, he would be doing stuff very similar. Now, if you wanted to tell me that Josh Allen...
If he was very similar, then he wouldn't be a poor man.
If you said Josh Allen was a poor man's Lamar Jackson, then I would be, of course he is. Of course he is. But Daniel Jones is not.
Daniel Jones has some things in common with both guys you just mentioned, but he's not as good, hence a poor man.
I can't stop laughing right now, Max, because you like you really sold on
No, this. No. Listen. Everyone who's listening knows what's going on here, Harry. Everyone who's listening knows what's why. No one wants Daniel Jones comparison near Lamar.
But the fact is
you're denying basic, obvious facts.
Right. Lamar, you talk about everyone. Hell, Lamar don't want him near him.
Facts.
All right. Alex Brown, former defensive end in the NFL, 9-year vet.
Yeah, we'll ask him.
Is coming on. Alex, this is what I said. I said, Daniel Jones, forget about the packaging for a second. We all know what I'm talking about, is a poor man's Lamar, a mobile quarterback who can pick up yards with his legs and he can spin it, right? Now, he doesn't have the same dynamism or wiggle. He's not as accomplished a passer as
you
Lamar.
Give it too much
he hasn't
stuff
been
in, between,
in the playoffs.
Max.
However, but the other things are clearly true. Am I right or wrong?
Max is slick.
Yes.
There's some things, I guess. I'm with Keto. They play quarterback. They got two legs, two arms. That's where I'm at with this.
Daniel Jones. Nah, all he needs. Hey, Daniel Jones, put on some sunglasses like Joe Burrow. Put on a fur coat. Get a chain. Walk into the stadium. And let's have this conversation again in a couple weeks and see what everybody says. He just needs a little more Joe Burrow in him. And then all of a sudden, oh, yeah, I could kind of see that.
He may trip walking trying to do that.
that's the turf monster guy.
Alex, don't listen to Max. Max is nickel slick, right? He would try to sell you. He would try to give you a $10 bill with his face on it and pass it off.
Oh, you didn't hear about the new tax?
Correct.
Yeah, don't do that.
Let me ask you this, Alex.
Let me ask you this, though, about the game last night. What did you see in Justin Fields? Did you see any promise in him as a quarterback for the Chicago Bears moving forward?
Promise, yes. I do see promise. I think you got to look at the things around him that's going on. He doesn't have – his best receiver is a number two on his best day, and that's in Darnell Mooney. Everybody else, I mean, Pettis is a guy, and other guys are guys. Velus Jones Jr., he is a – oh, wow. Velus Jones Jr. is a guy. So – I don't see how we can grade him how we're supposed to if he doesn't have help. He's always getting hit. It is tough for him right now to play the position. So when you're getting sacked 30% of the time, you're getting hit probably more than that. It is very hard to play that position. So it's hard to judge him right now.
Did you think- I was at the game last night. I was at the game last night, and I had a chance to see him up close, as you know, Harry, and Alex. It just didn't – he doesn't have anything, like you said, but I don't think that the coaching staff offensively has learned what he is. And I think that what they need to do is they need in the offseason to do self-evaluation. They need to visit the Philadelphia Eagles, the Baltimore Ravens. They need to visit these teams and sit down and figure out what they do with the style quarterbacks that they have. So when the offseason comes next year, they can start to implement some of those things into their game plans. That's just my thoughts.
Yeah, Alex, I want to get to the best game of the weekend, in my opinion, the Sunday night when the Dallas Cowboys versus the Eagles. What do you think Dallas need to do to beat the Eagles in Philly?
Get after the quarterback. Do exactly what makes them good. Run the football, take care of the football, do not turn the ball over offensively. That's what they have to do. They have to get takeaways defensively, and you got to stop the run. Now, we're talking about with the quarterback. I mean, that's another dimension, which is what they're going against when you're talking about the Eagles, because their quarterback can run. They have a good running back. They have a number one receiver in A.J. Brown, so it's going to be tough. You just can't turn the ball over. You turn the ball over, it just fuels this Eagles football team. So for the Dallas Cowboys to win, they have to take away the ball and be able to run the football. And they got to get pressure on Hurts. That's what they have to do.
Alex, being a former defensive end and looking to sniff out the quarterback and pin your ears back, I would think that the one thing that you don't want to see in today's game is this heavy RPO game. The screen game that the Philadelphia Eagles like to run to slow down Parsons, to slow down Lawrence and Armstead, to slow down Anthony Barr when they want to basically just go get the quarterback. Because when Jalen Hurts gets on the perimeter, if he holds the ball, he becomes a running back now and probably a pretty damn good one, I would say, opposed to thinking you're just going to let him drop back there and get him. Does that at all affect the way you approach it and what you want to do as a defensive lineman?
Yeah, I mean, it shouldn't, but it does. As a defensive end, it definitely does affect what you want to do. But one thing it does help when a quarterback like this gets out of the pocket, what he does, he takes away that protection of being a quarterback. So then you want to make him pay for those 7, 8, 10 yards, whatever he gets. Don't allow him to run out of bounds. You make him pay for it because he is now viewed as a running back. So you make him pay for it, and he'll stop running. Playing against guys like Michael Vick, I would have hated to see him in an RPO type deal because he was a problem.
Alex, another marquee game this weekend. The Buffalo Bills are going to Kansas City. Which quarterback do you think has the edge in this one, Patrick Mahomes or Josh Allen?
I believe I'd go with Josh Allen having the edge because he has all of his guys that he had last year, they're there. So they played together. They've been through the trenches. And I do believe that Kansas City is still trying to feel things out. Are they really good? Yeah, they're really good. But having a guy like Davis that can take over the football game like you saw against Pittsburgh, like here, he just took over that football game, and Diggs is kind of was just the guy. We all know Diggs is the guy. But in a game like that, you have other guys that can take over, and the weapons, seeing what Davis did in the playoffs, he's not afraid of the moment. So I think they have what it takes. They do need Knox. I think they're going to miss him, and they need some production from that tight end position. So, but with all that, yeah, I would give the edge to Josh Allen because he can really use his legs to hurt the defense.
Alex Brown, former NFL defensive end, 9-year NFL veteran, not a guy with just a cup of coffee in the NFL, is joining us this morning on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Alex, when you look at this game, and Harry talked about it, do you see it as a high-fly scoring machine type game or just a 28, 23, 16, 21 type game? The over-under on this, the over-under on this game, I was going to say the over-under on this game is 54.
I'd take the over. I mean, we're talking about these two teams could hit that over in a half. They really could. If their offenses come out, we're talking about two quarterbacks that either one could be the face of the NFL. They have the weapons on offense, and the defenses that they're facing, the Buffalo Bills went out and got a first-round corner because they needed help at corner. This is what the Chiefs do. I think this is the team. If a team beats the Buffalo Bills and prevents them from getting to the Super Bowl, it will be the Kansas City Chiefs because what they do well, that is what the Bills struggle at. The Bills have to get after the quarterback, and they have to be able to stop their receivers and all those weapons they have on offense. If they can't do it, then it's going to be a high-scoring football game. So I think they can do this in a half, and I think what we're going to see is a lot of fireworks in this game. It's an offensive game for sure. Anybody that loves defense, you probably should just turn the channel.
Alex Brown, former NFL defensive end and NBC Sports Chicago Bears analyst, was not buying my Daniel Jones is a poor man's Lamar Jackson take, because like Harry Douglas and Keyshawn Johnson, apparently everyone is getting wrapped up in the packaging and not seeing past that. I'm very disappointed. Now I'm going to give you another take to react to. You ready for this, Alex? Patrick Mahomes, through 4.5 years, is going to be, maybe, we don't know how the odds are going to close, but at this moment will be a home underdog for the first time ever. For the first time ever, 4.5 years as a starter, right? 41 consecutive games, never been a home dog. Now, this is my contention. Tom Brady's level of success early in his career, Mahomes is having similar success to that, right? Already won a Super Bowl, been in two, the whole thing, won an MVP, won a Super Bowl MVP, all this kind of stuff. But Tom Brady wasn't doing what Patrick Mahomes is doing. No one looked at Tom Brady back then and said, that's the best player in football, right? Dan Marino was doing that kind of stuff, like, oh my God, did you see that right from the get-go? But Dan Marino didn't have this level of success. So what I'm saying is this. At this point in Mahomes' career, he's the greatest football player of all time to this point in his career. Am I crazy or am I right?
I think you're right. I don't think we've ever seen anything like Mahomes. As dominant as he's been early on in his career, yeah, he doesn't have the help that Tom Brady had as far as having a top three, top two defense to play with, having an established run game. He doesn't have that. It is all him. It is 100% offense, and they beat people by outscoring them. If the defense can play, great. It's good that you can add on and help with what we have going on and try to contribute to this Super Bowl run. But everything is just Mahomes, man. He's going to break. Assuming he stays healthy and he continues to play at a high level, every record is going to be his by the time he's done. Mm.
Alex, have anybody ever confused you of an actor? Because I'm sitting here trying to think of the actor's name that you
the guy that played in Amistad.
So
the guy that played in Amistad.
Yes.
I know exactly who
it is. Give us us free.
Yeah, even just the way he said
free.
Yes, I believe you can pull that line off.
Yes.
Yes.
Hey, Alex,
yep.
I'm sitting here and I'm going.
I knew exactly where you were going.
Who the hell does he look like?
You've gotten that before,
That's
Alex?
A good thing, though.
You've gotten that before?
I've absolutely gotten that before. Yeah, he made a lot more money than I have made, though. Yeah.
That's all right, brother.
Give
you're doing
us
well for
money.
Yourself.
Right. That's,
yeah, right.
I appreciate it.
Thanks, Alex. All right, guys. How
Thanks,
good
guys.
Of a chance?
Y'all know I don't have no sense. Y'all
I knew
know
exactly
that.
What Key was saying. As soon as it came out Key mouth, I've been sitting here thinking it the whole time Key said it. Before he said it.
Yeah, I'm like, man, who the hell does he look like?
Give us us free.
You know he's heard that in the locker room, all different kinds. Someone come up. Give us free. Oh, come on, man. All right. How good of a chance does Tennessee have it beating Alabama tomorrow?
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, Harry Douglas in for Jay this week. Jay had his third child. Congratulations, Jay, over the past weekend, and Harry's been pinch hitting for him all week. Been great to have Harry on the show. SEC Network analyst Roman Harper is brought to you by Eckridge Smoked Sausage. Find them in the refrigerated meat aisle at your favorite grocery store to create one-of-a-kind sausage recipes. Eckridge, you do you. Hey, Key, Harry, where's our sausages? Shouldn't they be sending us some? I want some of those sausages. Sound
Me
good.
Too. I can really use it right about now.
Yeah, right. Roman Harper, SEC Network analyst and Super Bowl champion, with us now. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing over there? Harry, what's up, bro? I haven't seen you in a while.
I know. Good to see you, man. I mean, good to hear
it
you.
It feels so good to actually be friends with Harry now that we don't play each other and I hate each other from Atlanta and Saints Day. So it's all good.
Did you hate each other?
I mean, New Orleans and Atlanta, of course. But, you know, once you get done with all that stuff, though, man, and you start to talk to people outside of the game of football, you do realize there's more to life than football, and you develop these relationships where you become friends. And we do have the same agency as well, media-wise, too. So it's great to be able to talk football with Roman from a standpoint to where we both definitely understand it in the media space.
Well, isn't that
Roman, before we, before we dive into the SEC and college football and USC Trojans being one of the top programs in the nation, I just want to ask you something from an NFL standpoint. Is Daniel Jones the same quarterback as Lamar Jackson? Be quiet, Max. Don't say a word.
What? That's not even a comparison.
Okay, now we can talk. Now we can talk college football.
No, that's not how it went.
Max, I just wanted to ask that question.
That's not how it went. The question was, is he a poor man's Lamar? He runs and he can throw. He's not Lamar. He's a poor man's Lamar. He's a fast quarterback who can also throw the ball and who has to get more consistent, you know, doing especially the throwing part.
He's also the same quarterback that fell. After
See, that, that's the whole thing. If the turf monster hadn't have gotten him. Hey, how good of a chance? Okay, go ahead, Key. You asked the question.
No,
biased Keyshawn Johnson.
How good of a chance does Tennessee have beating up Alabama tomorrow in Knoxville?
I don't know about beating up, but they do have a good chance to win it. And it's because Tennessee's been the most consistent team in the SEC all year long. Alabama has been the team that's played up and down. They didn't play well against Texas. They didn't play well against A&M. They turned the football over multiple times. But besides all that, Alabama still is the better team overall. They have the Heisman returning quarterback. They have Will Anderson and another really good defense this year. The defense is really stepping up at times. They have to take care of the football, though, Key. The most important stat in football, we all know it. We talk about it all the time. And Alabama is minus a whole bunch right now for the season. So if they continue to turn the football over, continue to have bad penalties, they are not good enough to overcome all that bad football versus everybody. And the everybody, I mean, is Tennessee this weekend, especially here in Neyland Stadium. They're going to be rocking. They got game day. They got SEC Nation. Everybody's here. I just got here late last night. So trust me, I know how much this rivalry means because I played in it. And now it really is a game that, for the first time in a long time, Tennessee people think and believe wholeheartedly that they got a chance to win this one.
Yeah, Roman, that's the thing for me when I look at this Alabama football team. You look defensively, they aren't getting the turnovers that they're accustomed to getting. You look at the penalties. That's what's blown my mind. We was at the game day from the Texas-Alabama game, and you talk about the penalties that they got in that game, being undisciplined. But then you look offensively, the wide receivers, still in my eyes, haven't came along yet. And you're facing the number one offense in college football in the Tennessee Volunteers. You're going to have to be able to score points. Now, can that defense force turnovers? But I love the way Hendon Hooker is playing right now.
Yeah, Hendon is really dealing, bro. And those are all the issues that you see when you watch Alabama right now, is that talent-wise, they're probably one of the best in the country, if not the best, when it comes to overall talent. Just guys in those X's and O's, we know what it's like. But when it comes to execution, not doing the little things all the time, the penalties, the pre-snap penalties, the holding. And you're right about that as well, Harry. The wide receivers, last week I went back and watched it, and everybody talked about how little – Jalen Milroe threw the ball or how many he couldn't complete, and he had to run it all the time. But you look at the tape, who was open? Nobody was open on a lot of those plays, so he had to create. If I'm Alabama, I want to continue to run the football, continue to find ways to get this young man, Jahmyr Gibbs, the football in different ways and creating space and lanes for him to run, because that eventually will help you in the pass game and help you open up some passing hopefully get guys open for Bryce Young, especially on this Tennessee defense that loves playing a lot of zones. So you can find holes in it. You just got to be willing to attack it. And they play the long game because Tennessee knows they're going to score. So they don't care when they give up a couple touchdowns here and there. They're in there defensively to try and force more turnovers, be more opportunistic. And Tennessee's defense has been the more opportunistic defense, where traditionally Alabama is that defense.
So this is a big deal on this show, this SC bias that Key has and the attempt by Harry Douglas to try to be objective here, right? So what's the upshot? What's the upshot this weekend?
For SC?
Yeah.
Hey, look, man, SC looks really good. The only thing that really concerns you is the physicality of, like, can they match the physicality of other some of these really big-time Pac-12 teams that have been doing it for a couple years? Like, it's great. Like, they finally played a close game last week, so at least we know they can battle a little bit. But this is going to be come down to it. It's going to come down to Utah. It's going to come down when they have to play Oregon, and then we'll see. But right now, I kind of want USC to continue to win because I want somebody from the West Coast to continue to show up. And I like being right on my shows, Max. I'm just being honest. So it's all about, I said a Pac-12 team could make it to the playoffs. I want a Pac-12 team to make it to the playoffs just so we can have some kind of pulse from out there on the West Coast, which we haven't had in quite some time in college football.
Now, Roman, I got to call a spade because I can't keep letting this get by. In my eyes, Jimbo Fisher has underperformed as a head coach at Texas A&M. You talk about getting multiple top recruiting classes, had the number one recruiting class last year. In your eyes, why hasn't Jimbo been able to get it done at Texas A&M?
Because offensively, they're so stagnant. Offensively, when their offensive line's not good, they're not running the ball good. They're not good traditionally offensively. That's what I've seen out of Jimbo. Not only that, Harry, but he calls games versus Alabama completely different than when he calls everybody else. It's like he has the blueprint to beat Alabama and do some different things to make Nick and what they like to do at Alabama's defense really struggle. And they don't do any of that same stuff versus other teams. They ran a reverse. They did a double move passes. They did all kinds of stuff versus Alabama. Versus other teams, you just don't see that same type of aggressive offensive mindset. So he needs to take whatever he's doing versus Alabama and do that versus everybody else, because there's no way you can play so bad offensively versus everybody and then have like your best game versus Alabama. Like, where's that mindset at? The inconsistency that does fall back on the coach to not have his guys ready and prepared to go every single week with the same mindset. That's why you appreciate the greatness that is Alabama, because it doesn't matter if it's Middle Tennessee or the big boys in Tennessee. They play with the same mindset every single week, and they understand how important every game is. That's what you got to see out of A&M. And Harry, you're right. They've completely underperformed, especially this year. Nobody saw this result happening for Texas A&M the way that they're playing.
That's Roman Harper.
Roman
SEC.
Harper, SEC. Well,
you go ahead in here. Roman Harper, yes, SEC correct. Network analyst, Super Bowl champion. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Appreciate it. Keep them Trojans going, dog. I need it.
Man, I'm not listening to Harry, man. Harry, hey, he went to Louisville. He don't know nothing about playing no winning football.
I'm not listening. I don't even know the last time SC beat a top five or top 10 opponent. I don't even know.
He also called it Louisville. You hear that?
Yeah, it's Louisville. Get it Louisville. Right. That's why I know you went to damn SC. Can't even talk. Can't even say the name right.
Tune in for college football action tomorrow as Michigan hosts Penn State, presented by Dr. Pepper. Coverage begins at 11:30 a.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Can't went to SC, can't say something right, boy.
How much is riding on this game? What are you trying to say, Key? For Jalen Hurts.
Don't get him started.
I'm going to leave that alone. I'm going to leave it alone, sir.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
So what do you got planned for the weekend, Harry? I know you got some college football action to attend to.
Yeah, so as soon as I leave here, as soon as we're done at 10 a.m., I got to run to the airport, got to fly to Knoxville, Tennessee, because that's where we're doing college game day from. So I'm excited because the first time we went there this year, I didn't go because I was in my best friend's wedding. But I grew up going to a lot of games there because I grew up a Florida fan and whatnot. So I'm like, excited to be able to go to like tailgates and see some of my high school friends that are Tennessee fans that's going to be up there tailgating. So I'm going to probably stop by two or three tailgates, get me some nice Southern cooking, some nice Southern food, fill my belly up. Then I'm going to go watch that game at 3:30. And I get to watch the game on the field this week. On the field.
About you, Key?
Well, at least you get to watch. You get to tailgate and get some food and do all that. I'm headed to Salt Lake City, Utah, after the show and get ready for SC Utah tomorrow. But I don't know that I'm going to be doing all the tailgate eating and whatnot. Because I even think, for some reason, I feel like, and I need to look this up, that Salt Lake City in Utah in particular is a dry county or dry state on the weekends, I think. I'm almost certain it is. And so that's going to be a bummer if that's the case. And it's really, as far as the restaurants go, man. Oh, man.
Where you going to be eating that, Key? Where you going to eat that?
Man, I don't know if Applebee's is a sponsor, but, you know, we're going to be looking at a little Applebee's, a little Denny's. No, they probably got a couple. I got to look and check it out. I think they got a Benihana's there. They got a couple small, maybe a Cheesecake Factory somewhere.
I like Applebee's.
But other than that, it's not going to be any premier restaurants like Max
like
would take me to.
Yeah. Speaking of Max,
no, won't
you
be
still
any
haven't
that.
Taken
won't
me to
any
nice
great
little
Italian
restaurant.
Harry, I'm in
so
New
you
York.
And Jay, you tell you me and when, Jay don't like paying up
Harry,
their bets.
I've mentioned this to you at least three separate occasions. I got to take you to dinner. Let me know when you're available. You have not responded. Don't try
him
to run that
him
game.
And, him and Jay been sandbagging me. Jay claims that he sent me the bottle of wine from him losing his bet.
Man, Jay gonna claim everything. I'm still waiting on my birthday gift from Jay.
Let me ask you what you want me to do.
My
when
birthday
I tell
was
you
in the summertime. I'm still waiting on my gift from Jay.
Harry, when I tell you, let me know when you're free, I'm gonna take you to dinner because I owe you the dinner. And you never, what do you want me to do? Show up at your hotel?
Okay, you're right. You're right.
Well, I drag you to dinner.
Jay, well, I'm dragging Jay in this. Jay ain't sent me my damn bottle of wine.
Let me get your address.
We need to get some understanding.
I can't make it out there. I'm gonna send you something. When did you send it? I mean, like, is it on a horse coming from the East Coast? Like, when is it going to finally land
I put it
at
out
my
there.
Front door?
Jay doesn't pay his bets.
I wonder, listen, Jay's not here to defend himself, but I wonder what he's going to have to say about all this. That's what I have to say. You know.
Well, he's taking care of his third child, just in case you didn't know.
They're playing a zone defense now. You know what that is, Key.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Light the clock on the wall. Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio. Harry Douglas in for Jay. What's up, Key?
And I was saying, every time I hear that voice, I get nervous. That you know, man, it takes all of us. It's a team. It doesn't take one. Every time I hear that, I get nervous. Where's he at? Is he coming through
you're
on me?
About Parcells?
Yeah, that's Parcells. I know that voice anywhere.
Why does it make you nervous?
You know, sometimes you get yelled at here and there.
So, know? Like, what's something he would yell at you for?
I mean, he might yell at you for being late to the field. He might yell at you for running your own route. I remember one time we were playing somebody and I ran the wrong route or changed the route basically on my own. And he, you know, I scored a touchdown. He's screaming and hollering, blah, blah, blah. And I walk back to the sideline. He's screaming and hollering. I scored. So I go to him, blankety blank, whatever that is, you need to put that in. Whatever that was, you need to put that in.
Yeah, right. It worked.
Because what y'all was dialing up, you and Charlie Weiss, didn't work. Did not work.
How was he when you would – he's one of the greatest coaches of all time. When you – and we talking to who was it? Who do we have on the show the other day? The defensive back. Giants defensive back. Julian Love.
Julian Love.
And we were asking him about Daboll, and I asked about what that play call for Saquon going for two did, and he said, you know, Daboll asked the vets on the team, mm-hmm. right? Like, what do you think about this? And so Key, I imagine that Parcells would talk to the vets on the team, right? Like, what was he like if would he solicit your opinion if you gave it, if something worked,
absolutely.
Would he go to it?
But yeah, absolutely. That was one of the things that I could tell you. Charlie Weiss, him, Dan Henning, Todd Haley, Mo Carthon, our offensive staff, if there was a timeout taking place and we needed something and we go to the sideline and they got their call sheet and he's talking upstairs and they got the call sheet and they're looking at it and you say, man, won't you run all go special or won't you – forget that. Don't run ride 35 base. Throw me the ball on the fade in the end zone. And the first thing he'll say to you is, if you catch it, good. And if you don't, that'll be the last time you ever get an opportunity. So I probably would say, man, I was 100% when I played with him on anything that I asked him to call. I was 100% on it because he continuously would call whatever I asked him to do. I remember the Tennessee game in 98. We're playing Tennessee down at Vanderbilt. And I believe it was either fourth and goal or third and goal. And they wanted to run the ball. And I'm eating. And I'm like, man, don't run them. You know, I'm like, y'all better not run the ball. He said, okay, we're going to throw the fade. And if you don't go get it, that's on you. That's on you. And that's going to be your you know what. And so obviously I capped it off as a touchdown. We kept it moving.
Why is that obvious? I guess because you're telling the story. If it didn't work, would you still tell the story?
It's obvious because I wasn't going to let him down.
Right.
I got all type of stories.
You
know?
You want to know why Key was one of Bill Parcells'
Seattle
guys?
On a Monday night.
Hear that?
You know,
you can trust him.
It's obvious because I wasn't going to let him down.
Yeah.
Right?
Trust, man.
ESPN
Big
Radio
trust.
Pick'em Challenge,
ain't that what they say?
Big trust.
ESPN Radio Pick'em Challenge. We vote on what's going to happen, and then we compare it to the other shows. We're competing with them. Where are we?
Yes.
Where are we ranking right now, guys? Are we aware of where we are?
I think we like
shows?
Dead last.
I know we were last,
we're
but
dead
we were climbing
last.
Out of the cellar.
No, I don't think so, buddy.
Let's see. I think
we're dead last. Can our producers help us out here?
Let's see.
Can you tell us where we're at?
KJ, we are not last. We are 6-8-1. Barton Hahner, 5-9-1. We are tied with Canty and Carlin at 6-8-1, not last. And then there are three tied ahead of us at 7-7-1. So we're close. We're nipping at the heels of the leaders. All right, let's move into first place here, guys.
I don't like that, though, because them losses are not my fault.
Yeah, they're all Key's fault. I've gotten it, but what's amazing is I've been right every single time. Dallas Cowboys at Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles are favored by 6 points. What are we saying here, guys?
You know, I originally picked the Dallas Cowboys, but after watching Jalen Hurts on film mm-hmm. and looking at him run around and do some stuff, I'm going with the Philadelphia Eagles. And so Harry, I believe, took the Eagles. You took the Cowboys. So therefore, Harry and myself outweigh you. So it's now switch to the Philadelphia Eagles instead of the Dallas Cowboys.
Look at that.
Eagles it is.
It's Eagles, I guess. All right. Baltimore Ravens, 6-point favorites on the road against my beloved New York football Giants. What do we got?
I picked the New York Giants. I believe Harry picked the Baltimore Ravens.
Yes.
And I believe you picked the New York Giants. So, therefore, we're going with the New York Giants. The New York Giants plus 6.
Uh-oh.
Buffalo Bills are favored on the road. The first time in Patrick Mahomes' career as a starter, 41 straight games of being the home favorite. At this moment, we'll see what the odds, you know, how it is game by game time. But at this moment, 2.5-point dogs against the visiting Buffalo Bills. What do we got, Key?
I believe I picked Kansas City.
Correct.
I believe you picked Kansas City.
That's right.
And I believe Harry pick Buffalo, but I could be wrong.
No, yeah, I pick Buffalo.
So we're 2-1.
You pick Buffalo.
Kansas
so
City.
Therefore, we outweigh him again, and we're going to take the Kansas City Chiefs at home plus 2.5.
What place are y'all in again? Just bring it to my attention one more time.
We are right in the middle. There are three teams at 7-7-1, two teams at 6-8-1, and one at 5-9-1. We are right in the middle.
From watching
y'all pick,
we're in the mix, man.
I know, but from watching y'all pick, I can see why y'all are right in the middle. It's very understandable.
One game off the leaders.
But it's not how you start, it's how you finish.
I would not have taken the Giants over the Ravens.
With a poor man's Lamar Jackson?
I
think we've established on this show today that everyone agrees
and
with
we
me.
We can switch that one. Can we switch that one? Let's make a group decision. Can we switch that one?
Let's make a group decision.
There is
and
no
just go
group
with my
decision.
Choice.
Overruled.
Okay, big,
overruled.
Big bro overruled me. It's okay. I'll find a way to nag him.
We are going to stick with Daniel Jones, the next coming of Justin Herbert after he throws a 60-yard bomb. Max will say he's the closest thing he's ever seen to Justin Herbert.
This guy's got my number, that's for sure. Oh, man. Harry, it's been great having Shemp on the Three Stooges. You know, Curly's been out, Shemp is here, but it's all right. Shemp's holding it down.
Kwame. I enjoy being with y'all, man. You, Key, you know, Key like my big brother. Mm-hmm. You looked out for me when
you didn't have to. He's going somewhere, man. He's here with us.
Yeah, Harry.
Have safe travels, man. Safe travels, Harry.
You too, bro.
Enjoy the games.
And that'll conclude another thrilling episode, a heartwarming episode of Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max with Harry Douglas in for Jay. We'll see you on Monday morning at 6 a.m. sharp.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.